It's the next year on PodTech.net. My name is Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Chris Martin. He's spokesman for Honda. We're here at the North American International Auto Show taking a look at an absolutely gorgeous vehicle, the Honda Concept FCX.
This is the Honda FCX Concept, and this is basically representative of a vehicle that we're going to put on sale in the U.S. in 2008.
No kidding. Will it be an exact representation of this?
Not exactly like this. I mean, there's still a few things that'll probably change for production. You got to figure bumper design, that type of thing, to make it more real world worthy for parking lot situations, right. that type of thing. But pretty much the technology and the styling that you see here will make it into the production vehicle.
The styling is absolutely gorgeous. And I have to tell you, the color, too, is just striking. It is.
That's a special color unique to this car within the Honda lineup. And I guess talking a little bit more about what this vehicle is, this is a fuel cell vehicle. Mm-hmm. So it's a hydrogen fuel cell. It runs on compressed hydrogen gas going up in a chemical reaction across the cell membrane, creates electricity, runs an electric motor. That's what drives the car.
Well, I mean, there's going to be an infrastructure issue with that, don't you think?
There could be, but we're addressing that as well. I mean, in California especially, that's where it would probably be most readily adopted quickly. There are hydrogen refueling stations. Most people don't know about them. But addition to that, we are also working on home energy refueling stations that would allow you to basically, like an appliance in your garage, where you could fill up the car at home.
Wow.
And we have something similar actually already in operation with our natural gas Civic, the Civic GX, and the fill refueling station. People can already refuel at home with natural gas, so it's not a big leap to be able to refuel at home using hydrogen, which can be extracted from either natural gas or water.
Wow. Very forward-thinking and very environmental as well at the same time.
Yeah.
It seems to represent, I won't say a new direction, because you've actually been doing it a little bit with the Hybrid Accord and the Hybrid Civic and whatnot. So.
Well, we've also been doing it with the FCX in the past. This is on audio only, but we do have a display here at the auto show that shows the current generation FCX, which is their fuel cell vehicle that we have on the road today. And we've been doing that since 2002. It's been driving on the road. There's no team of engineers that drives behind it in a van. You know, the city of Los Angeles has been driving them. We also have a retail customer that's been driving them for a little over a year. And that's a family of four who drives this car around, drives it to work every day, soccer practice, that sort of thing. And they put it through real world testing. So by the time we bring this new FCX concept to market in 2008, we're going to have a vehicle that's really tight, buttoned up, and ready for consumers.
Wow, it's absolutely beautiful. And the promise that it represents for the environment and the consumer?
Well, this is pretty much the only emissions from this vehicle are water and heat. So it's ultra efficient. The extraction of hydrogen from whatever medium, water or natural gas, still represents an energy efficiency boost above a gasoline internal combustion engine of several orders of magnitude. So you're looking at a vehicle that really does save a lot of energy, get you where you're going without feeling the guilt of polluting the environment, contributing to global warming, CO2 emissions, all of those other things. And it also, this vehicle, it's projected to have a 270-mile range, which is roughly what you can expect from a passenger car today.
And plus, at the same time, I mean, you know, buying a car is a very emotional thing.
Yes.
And you want to really love what you drive in terms of comfort, but also in terms of styling, to
yes.
have it make a statement about yourself. And this, I think, actually makes a statement.
Yeah.
That you'd actually really be proud to be.
And that was very important to us with this next generation of FCX. I mean, if you've seen pictures of the current FCX, it's very utilitarian, very much of a design that allowed us to test the technology, get the technology to a point where it could be then translated into a maybe a little bit more beautiful vehicle. But we definitely understand that in order to make this technology viable and appealing to regular consumers, we need to have something that when they look at it, they want to have it.
And I mean, the shape is what strikes you first. Then the windows. These windows are not the typical window you would see on any of your other vehicles.
That's true. It is a very open design, very large windows, very long sloping windshield. The side windows as well, very lengthy, so it definitely gives you a feeling of being sort of outside when you're inside. Very sleek lines. I mean, you can see the shape of the vehicle, very aerodynamic, which is part of its efficiency. I think most people that have seen it and we've spoken to so far have loved it. Very distinctive. I don't think it looks like anything else on the road right now, that's for sure.
Base sticker price, what are we looking at when it comes out? Can you give
We haven't really worked out exactly how we're going to price the vehicle yet. And what we've announced is limited marketing in 2008. At that point, we'll announce a little bit more as far as how we're going to market it, what pricing would be to consumers, that sort of thing.
It needs to be affordable at the same time.
Absolutely.
So you can price yourself out of the market.
And that's an understanding. I mean, the technology is still relatively expensive to produce, so whatever price we then translate to consumers will not represent necessarily the true cost of the vehicle in the beginning.
Okay.
We have to, in a way, make sure that the technology becomes more viable and accepted by consumers. And at the same time, work the cost structure down to the point where, we can afford to sell the vehicle as a mass-produced vehicle.
Yeah. Your final thoughts on the release of the FCX?
This represents sort of the culmination of a lot of different efforts that we've been making for several years, including the natural gas vehicles, which use compressed gas similar to hydrogen, our hybrid vehicles, which use electric motors and batteries, which this vehicle has an electric motor and a battery in it as well. We've been using that technology as bridge technologies to get us to the point where we believe is the ultimate, which is hydrogen fuel cell as a solution. This vehicle, we think, is just going to be the first of many, and hopefully that would be the future for everyone. And down the road, have clean cars, quiet cars running on the roads that everybody can really enjoy.
Chris Martin, spokesman for the Honda Corporation. A pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on PodTech.net.